an address or a note to staff later on this afternoon.
Okay,
so if we have details of that, we'll bring it to you later.
All right, for the moment, Robert Short, thank you very much for that. The Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board is expected to make a decision this week on whether disciplinary action will be taken against trainer Gordon Elliott following the appearance on social media of that photograph of him sitting astride a dead horse. The Meath-based trainer told the Racing Post that he had let down the racing industry, his owners and his staff with an indefensible moment of madness. His comments came as the British Horse Racing Authority suspended him from having runners in Britain while that investigation by the Irish Board is underway. Our reporter Cian McCormack has been finding out why some in the industry are outraged, but others say the photograph has been blown out of proportion.
A picture paints a thousand words, but I think that picture only painted one, and that's indefensible.
There is anger in the horse racing industry.
When I looked at it, I felt angry. I felt embarrassed for my sport.
Here's Ruby Walsh on 2FM's Game On with Marie Crowe.
And I felt very sad myself. I have spent my whole life with horses. And sadly, there are times when horses do get injured and horses do die. And I was always taught that the duty of care to an animal is as much when it's alive, as much as when it's dead, as when it's alive. And that is the way I was taught to conduct myself.
Former National Hunt jockey Paul Carberry says what's happening is blown out of proportion.
It's sad that the picture's got out, but I've ridden for Gordon Elliott for a lot of years, my last few years, and he does love his horses, and it's just a pity what's happening. I think it is blown out of proportion a bit now, but it is very sad what has come out of it. But I don't think he meant it at the time, so on these silly little mistakes, it's going to haunt him for the rest of his life.
There's now an investigation ongoing. He will not be permitted to have runners in Britain until the conclusion of the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board's investigation.
Definitely a big price to pay, yes. Yes, it's pretty sad now for him, like a few people now, because he's a good man and he's a lot of staff there to think about as well.
Obviously a blow to Gordon Elliott, who was supposed to have a number of favourites running at Cheltenham in just 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big week coming up, all right, where he aims all his horses to get to that, to Cheltenham. So it's going to be a bit nerve-wracking now for the next few days to see what happens. So hopefully he'll be get to run them, but it's going to be up in the air for a few days, I suppose.
And the photo itself, does it show a side to the industry that we don't know about?
No, I just thought this doesn't really happen that often. I say it's not like everybody knows how much that everybody cares for the horses, and that's one thing they do. They do respect the horses, but so it's just one of them silly little mistakes that shouldn't have really got out. It shouldn't happen, but anyway, it's happened now and you can't change that. So,
ex-national hunt jockey Paul Carberry ending that report from Cian McCormack. Let's talk now to David Jennings, who's deputy editor of the Racing Post. David, very good afternoon to you. You spoke to Gordon Elliott yesterday in the aftermath of these latest developments. What did he have to say?
Yeah, I was down in Calentra House on Monday, Brian, and sure, it's funny listening to those extracts, and you can kind of see both sides, and both are right. It's a funny sort of situation in that it's indefensible. It is this absolute act of madness that happened 2 years ago, and obviously Gordon is paying the price for that now. To be down there, Brian, and in the middle of it, it was a real harrowing experience. It was to see, like, tears rolling down his eyes as he's talking to me. And the thing about it is, Brian, like, from his point of view, people are saying to him, and he's reading and he's hearing how he's cruel to these animals. And he knows deep down in the pit of his stomach that he cares for these horses so well. And now people are telling him that he doesn't. And hearing those things is very hard to hear from his point of view. And I think what makes it even harder, Brian, is that he can't excuse it. He has no way of excusing this, as he describes it, an indefensible moment of madness. He cannot excuse it. And from his point of view, his career now is obviously in a very, very serious situation.
Well, clearly he's been suspended for the moment anyway, pending the Irish investigation from Racing in Britain. That has obviously immediate implications in relation to Cheltenham and other racing that's coming up, and his relationship with the owners here and in the UK. Is his future as a trainer now very much on the line?
Gosh, of course it is, Brian, and that's the fear, obviously, from his point of view. In the latest hour, we have some developments. We know that Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board hearing is going to be Friday, so we're going to have answers to so many questions on Friday, and that will tell us whether, you know, he's going to keep his licence, whether he's not going to keep his licence, whether he's going to have runners at Cheltenham, whether he won't have runners at Cheltenham, and just the punishment that they feel is going to fit the crime. That's going to tell us on Friday. So at least we know something is going to happen on Friday. From Gordon's point of view, Brian, I don't know what the best case scenario is. I don't think he knows what the best case scenario is. He has to deal with this absolute act of madness that he wishes never happened, and he feels doesn't portray the way he treats his horses. He has to deal with that now, and he's in the middle of it at the moment. And from his point of view, Friday is going to be absolutely massive.
And presumably, David, it's not just his future as a trainer, but the future of his yard there and his staff as well.
Massive, Brian. Like, 80 people work for him. 80 people. You think of their livelihoods, the work that they have put in. And he said that in the piece I wrote in the Racing Post. Like, he said his heart goes out to his staff who, like, if you ever paid a visit, you probably obviously weren't there. But the people that have been in Calentra House, like, it is a fabulous establishment. There's the best of everything in it. Be it the gallops, the swimming pools, the padded stables, there's the best of everything. And for these staff who nurture and care for these horses, like, it's their future that's on the line on Friday as well. And that's what escalates the whole thing, is because you have a rural environment here in County Meath where 80 people are employed. And it is so big, Brian, and their livelihoods are at stake as well as Gordon's.
And I suppose, David, there is the reputation of horse racing generally in this country and maybe more broadly as well, and the livelihoods of all those people too. And that's also at stake, the reputation, if you like, of the industry. What about even leaving aside the question of sanctions by the horse racing board here, what about the reputational damage and the owner has been prepared to continue to do business with Gordon Elliott?
Yeah, very valid points, Brian. The reputational damage is the scary thing. And I think all of us that invest so much time in horse racing and the sport we love and absolutely adore, and the reputation of horse racing, and you know, me talking to you now, it's in the national media for all the wrong reasons. And that's the thing. That's what has to be taken into consideration, how much damage this is doing to the industry. And that's why there has to be punishments. That's why there has to be these, you know, whatever punishment he has to get, they're going to have to weigh up the options and see, like, what fits the crime here. And right. And I completely agree with your point. You know, this is big, and this is something that on Friday the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board will have to take into account. And it's just a really unfortunate incident, Brian.
David, no doubt we'll be talking about this again in the days ahead, but for the moment, thank you very much. That's David Jennings speaking to us there from the Racing Post.